Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1441. Never Have a Bad Workout Again by Dave Bonolo with BachPerformance.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of many podcasts within our network where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. But on Fridays, on this show, I do something a little different. I answer your questions right here on the podcast. Let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Never Have a Bad Workout Again by Dave Bonolo with BachPerformance.com. Here's why workouts are like and how my ladder of workout awesomeness will ensure you never have a bad workout again. How many times have you had bad? If you consider the alternative of not having, even bad is still pretty dang good. Now let me ask you, how many times have you had a bad workout? Odds are this number is considerably higher. I'd argue it's more frustrating than not getting any. Don't lie. You've considered quitting the gym after plateauing for a while. I know I have. Then I go on Instagram and I see someone crushing a personal record. It's almost like everyone in the world besides me is crushing it every day. What's a bad gym session? Before prescribing the cure, let's first diagnose the disease. What exactly is a bad gym session? Did you miss a personal record? Was your energy non-existent? Were you sucking wind more than usual? Each of these things can put a damper on a pretty sweet gym session. Put them together, and you might as well pack it up and consider the day a waste. The truth is, you can't kill it every day in the gym. Some days are just going to suck. Acceptance of this fact is the first step. The next step is to define what a good workout is. Hitting a personal record? Lifting more than last time? Never-ending energy? If these were the only criteria for a good workout, I'd only have 2 or 3 awesome workouts a month. That wouldn't have been enough to keep me working out hard for more than 10 years. An awesome workout and a bad workout, like everything else, are based on perception and perspective. These days, I have only awesome workouts. I don't hit a personal record every day, and that includes when I was recovering from back surgery, hoisting a whopping 25 pounds. I chose to look at my workouts like even a bad workout is better than no workout. Personal record or bust. Using personal records is the obvious go-to for progress checking. It's pretty bad when you push yourself further than you've ever gone before. It's also one of the hardest to achieve. It's like trying to score an 80-yard touchdown every carry. You need to lay down some 2 to 3 yard gains to set up that 80-yarder. When you start working out, racking up personal records is easy. I mean, it's easy since your previous personal record was what, 0? Don't get me wrong. Focusing on personal records is a good way to stay motivated in the beginning, but it shouldn't be the basis of an awesome workout once you've been lifting for a while. If you can hit a personal record once or twice a month, then you're trending in the right direction. And that doesn't have to be a 1-rep personal record. It could be a 5-rep or a 10-rep personal record. Any progress is good progress. And getting frustrated with your progress at the gym doesn't do anyone any good. Reframe how you judge the awesomeness of your workout. Perception is everything. If you have a crappy outlook, then everything will be crappy. if you look at your workouts in a different light. Then workouts and belong in the same category of awesomeness, as they should. In fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger famously made this comparison in the documentary Pumping Iron. Here is how to reframe your perception. The ladder of workout awesomeness explained. If setting personal records and lifting more than last time are your only criteria for a good workout, I wish you the best. But you're going to be one unhappy person. It all comes down to measuring progress. Did you get better than last time? I introduce you to the ladder of workout awesomeness. Cue the trumpets. The ladder of workout awesomeness is personal record. You've accomplished something you've never done, like a 405-pound deadlift. Weight. You increased the amount of weight lifted. Volume. You increased the number of reps. Frequency. You worked out more often, such as moving from 3 workouts to 4 workouts a week. Form. You stopped rounding your back on deadlifts. Score. Did you show up? Consistency is the most important factor for transforming your physique. The ladder of workout awesomeness explained. This ladder works like every other ladder on the planet. You start at the bottom. Did you show up? If you did, you had a good workout. This means you didn't die last night. This is huge. Most people can't muster enough motivation to get to the gym, but you did. Now, I know you might be thinking, that's like giving everyone a ribbon for participating. But keep in mind that most people don't participate in the first place. They're too busy thinking of excuses and rationalizing not going to the gym. You didn't do that. That's a huge win in itself. Form. You can never go wrong when focusing on form. It's the most important thing keeping you out of the emergency room. Good form takes practice, lots and lots of practice. Even if you could do a power clean in your sleep, a little practice now and then will help you when you need it most. If you can make progress with your form, you'll be doing your future self a huge service. Frequency. After having good form, did you make it to the gym more this week than last week? Did you do 2 back workouts in 1 week? That's progress. I bet you weren't crushing 2 back workouts in a week a few months ago. Volume. Are you doing 4 sets of 10 reps now? But weren't you using that same weight when you were doing 3 sets of 10 repetitions last week? Adding an extra set or hammering out a few more reps than you did last week is all progress. Revel in it. Weight. A numerical representation of progress that we showcase on social media. Adding more weight to the bar is tough to do. It doesn't matter if it's 2 pounds or 50 pounds. Progress is progress. If you do this, congrats, bruh. You're in the upper echelon of awesome gym sessions. Personal record. Let the euphoria of the personal record wash over you as you post this on social media. Remember, it's not bragging if it's true. You have reached the pinnacle of gym achievements. If you can lift more than you ever have in any lift, celebrate that. The takeaway. Excitement mounts as you go up the ladder. Personal records may get all the Instagram likes, but don't forget about the factors that lead to your success. First, you need to show up. Then, you may need to train more often, use more volume, and add weight to the bar before going for personal records. Once you ingrain these habits, you'll be well on your way to never having bad workouts again. You just listened to the post titled, Never Have a Bad Workout Again, by Dave Bonolo with BachPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved that today's author, Dave, talked about the importance of just showing up. When it comes to staying consistent with your goals, showing up may make all the difference. And if and when you show up, you deserve a pat on the back just for that. And in fact, I would tell my patients this all the time. On more than one occasion, I would have a patient show up to my office and they would barely be able to make eye contact with me. They wouldn't even be able to look me in the eye. This usually was a sign that they didn't follow through on the goals we had set the last time we met, and they were feeling badly about the fact that they, quote-unquote, cheated on their meal plan or got lazy again. But I would dismiss these kinds of statements and remind them that they still showed up. They didn't cancel their appointment. They are there, sitting in front of me, which means it's still a win. Think about all the steps this patient had to take to just sit in that chair in front of me. They had to wake up and not ignore the alarm clock, get dressed, fight the urge to cancel their appointment or just be a no-show, make time in their day to fight traffic to get to my office, then drive over, using precious gasoline and adding wear and tear to their car, sit in the waiting room while fighting the urge to just want to turn around and go back home, and then finally face me and admit that they didn't meet the goals we had set. Showing up, then, is not easy. It's not easy at all. So, give yourself credit when you show up. Please don't downplay this fact. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber and sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.